From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Clarence Fanto reports for the Berkshire Eagle that a group of nonprofit cultural organizations from Berkshire County, Massachusetts, and Columbia County, New York, are looking to hear from current and former arts sector employees who may consider themselves underpaid and unable to support themselves and their families. Backed by the Berkshire Economic Development Agency based in Pittsfield, the Berkshire Columbia Compensation Equity Project is polling entry-level and mid-level arts and cultural workers in the nonprofit field. The online questionnaire is looking for details on how chronic low pay for nonprofit art professionals impacts the lives of workers and their families and is a barrier to participation in the arts and culture sector. The leaders of Jacob's Pillow Dance Festival in Beckett, the Mahaweef Performing Arts Center in Great Barrington, and the Wham Theater in Lenox, Community Access to the Arts in Great Barrington, the Berkshire Arts Center in Stockbridge, and Art Omai in Ghent, noted in a joint statement, and I quote, "Passion is not a substitute for livable wages," end quote. The survey is open through December 5th, and a link to the form is available on the WGXE Newsroom page. The details of the poll are expected to be announced in early 2023. The project is funded in part by the Berkshire Taconic Community Foundation and was launched by the Multicultural Bridge Inclusive Leadership Cohort. According to Art Omai board member Gavin Berger, and I quote, "New cultural offerings in our region are attracting growing numbers of homebuyers and visitors, while underfunded compensation models for arts professionals, especially entry and mid-level workers, sustain outdated and illicit notions that working in the arts is a privilege that justifies sacrifice," end quote. Read the full story in the Berkshire Eagle. Raymond Piggione reports for Columbia Green Media that town board members Democrat Patty Matheny and Kothi Zahn have resigned, alleging they were cut out of the information loop, removed from most of the committee positions, and recently were denied invitations as elected officials to the town's Memorial Day and Veterans Day ceremonies. The fair submitted a three-page letter dated November 17th to the Ghent Democratic Committee, enumerating their various accomplishments, multiple allegations, and the rationale behind the resignations. Matheny and Zahn said in a joint statement, and I quote, "We don't foresee being able to achieve anything by remaining in our current positions. Given the situation, we see no choice but to resign in protest and focus on our other personal and professional commitments," end quote. Matheny and Zahn's name remain listed on the Town of Ghent's website as town board members. However, the portion of the site that links to town board minutes has not been updated since August, so it's unclear when the resignations actually took place. According to Columbia County Democrats' webpage, Matheny is the chair of the Ghent Democrats, and the Ghent Democrats Facebook page, maintained by Matheny and Zahn, is private. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Jeanette Wolfberg reports for the Columbia paper. Officials in Columbia County issued a proclamation on November 1st stating, and I quote, "Members of the County Public Safety Committee, by consensus, call on New York State Legislature to pass the pending Clean Slate Act and the governor to subsequently sign it," end quote. The act would seal the criminal records of convicted people 3 years after release from incarceration for misdemeanor and 7 years after completing incarceration for a felony if they have also completed probation and parole and have no subsequent convictions or pending charges. With a person's criminal record sealed, they would be shielded from review by potential employers, housing agents, schools, and license issuers. Law enforcement and courts would still have access to those records. At the October 19th Public Safety Committee meeting, Hudson First Ward Supervisor Claire Cousins introduced the proposal. Cousins said, and I quote, "People who made a mistake and did time still find barriers. Clean Slate is an economic justice bill, not a public safety bill. When the bill passes, we start educating people, including employers, end quote. Cousin is the executive director of the Hudson Catskill Housing Coalition, an organization working at the intersection of housing and criminal justice. She is also vice chair of the Hudson Housing Authority Board of Commissioners. Hudson Third Ward Supervisor Michael Chimidi said, and I quote, "People will make a mistake in their life. They need a chance to reintegrate into society," end quote. The communities of Beacon and Poughkeepsie have issued proclamations supporting the Clean Slate Act. Ulsterlitz Town Supervisor Robert Lagonia said the consensus of the committee is to submit the proclamation. He said, and I quote, "My concern is the automaticness of it," end quote. But he and Cousin have already had a, and I quote, "good discussion," end quote, about it. Cousin said other states have clean slate laws, and I quote, "even more progressive," end quote, than the one proposed in New York. And Pennsylvania, Michigan, Utah, and Connecticut have already passed their versions of the legislation. Read more about this story in the Columbia paper. And that wraps up the WGXE Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXE.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXE sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.